KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's clear and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Authorities are investigating the death of an inmate at a county jail in western Iowa. The Woodbury County Sheriff's Office said 35-year-old Anthony Josts of Sioux City was found unconscious Tuesday night in his cell at the Woodbury County Jail. Authorities do not suspect suicide or foul play. Jail officials say they found Josta alone in his cell. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into the death, which is a normal procedure. An autopsy was scheduled for today at the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny. Josta had been jailed since Saturday after being arrested on a warrant for contempt of court. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Woodbury County Sheriff is considering suing the County Board of Supervisors over a disputed policy that prevents off-duty deputies working community events from wearing their uniforms and driving county cars. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew wants to reverse a policy adopted in 2010 by the board that prohibits county employees from using county equipment for things like private security at community events. The board said at the time it was a liability issue. Opponents argued that people are more likely to respect uniformed officers. Drew, who was elected in November, said elected officials should have leeway to set their own policies. He told the board this week that he would allow some time for them to work out a compromise before actually filing a lawsuit. A Sioux City man faces up to 20 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to bank robbery. Federal prosecutors say 27-year-old Johnny Hawkins of Sioux City entered his plea Wednesday in federal court. Prosecutors say Hawkins brandished a stolen .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun on November the 10th when he robbed the Heritage Bank in Sioux City. Prosecutors say he had confronted and threatened an employee while she was opening the bank. Hawkins got away with nearly $6,000. His sentencing date has not yet been set. The Iowa Senate has voted to create a new state department to deal with emergencies. The Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency is currently a division of the Iowa Department of Public Safety. Senator Rob Hogue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, is critical of Governor Branstad's opposition to the idea, and Hogue suggests that if the Emergency Management Division had been elevated to a full-fledged agency, western Iowans hit by Missouri River flooding would have been better served. Last year, Governor Branstad vetoed a similar bill creating a new Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division. A spokesman for the governor defended the way the state government responded to the Missouri River flooding. Hogue disagreed, however, saying that it's really easy for people to do a good job when you just ignore it. Republican senators say his comments are over the line. Former Governor Chet Culver created a new but temporary state agency to deal with severe flooding that hit the state in 2008. A spokesman for current Governor Terry Branstad says not every crisis demands a new state agency. Officials at the Iowa Department of Revenue say Iowa should once again try to collect sales taxes from online retailers. Now that Republicans have retained control of the U.S. House, and it's unlikely to happen at the federal level, Iowa and other states lose millions of dollars in sales taxes from purchases made on the Internet. Victoria Daniels of the Iowa Department of Revenue says late last year it looked like Congress was going to force retailers to collect the state taxes nationwide.
Probably the best shot to get something done at the federal level was during that lame duck session last year, and it didn't happen.
Republicans in the U.S. House are backing a new bill that would exempt many sales from the tax. Daniel says that's why Iowa needs to pass a bill in the Iowa House that allows the state to collect the taxes.
It definitely makes federal legislation less of a save-all, and we need to take matters into our own hands.
Retailers from Walmart to small Main Street businesses support the effort because they say Internet sales have an unfair advantage over their brick-and-mortar stores. But some state representatives, like Greg Forrestal, a Republican from Macedonia, view it as a tax hike, so their bill would have any newly collected taxes go right back to the taxpayers.
In other words, if we're going to raise taxes, let's make sure it benefits the taxpayers.
The lone Democrat on the House panel objected, saying any new tax revenue should go for education and mental health and other priorities. State elected officials and religious leaders are set to attend the Iowa Prayer Breakfast. The 52nd annual breakfast is slated for this morning. Governor Terry Branstad is among those scheduled to attend the event in the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center in Des Moines. Organizers say more than 1,000 people had registered for the event. Evangelical scholar Ravi Zacharias will be the keynote speaker. Governor Terry Branstad will meet with the Iowa students whose White House tour was canceled due to automatic federal budget cuts. Branstad today is scheduled to welcome students from St. Paul's Lutheran School in Waverly to the state capitol and the governor's mansion, Terrace Hill. Branstad will give them the tours of the mansion and his offices. The sixth graders' White House visit was canceled when tours were suspended due to across-the-board government spending cuts amid partisan budget battles. The students posted a video on Facebook asking that the tours be reinstated, but they couldn't enter the White House during a trip earlier this month. Republicans have argued money should be shifted to restore tours, but the White House says stopping the tours prevented more furloughs of Secret Service agents. Iowa's teen drivers would face tougher rules under a bill that passed the Senate. Senators approved the legislation in a 41-8 vote Wednesday. Under the plan from Democratic Senator Todd Bowman, drivers under the age of 18 would need to hold a learner's permit for a full year before getting their license. Teen drivers also would not be able to transport more than one unrelated minor unless they are with a parent, guardian, or driving instructor for the first 6 months they hold a license. Parents could sign a waiver so the passenger rules would not apply to their kids. Bowman said that teen drivers are far more accident-prone than older motorists. The bill moves on to the House, where lawmakers must provide approval. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, two U.S. nuclear-capable B-2 bombers have dropped munitions over South Korea, over a South Korea island as part of a joint military drill. The show of force is likely to further enrage North Korea, which has already shown displeasure over the drills and U.N. sanctions that were imposed after Pyongyang's nuclear test last month. Syrian state-run television said mortar rounds have hit the campus at Damascus University and there are casualties among students. Reports of the university's architecture department was hit. Mortar fire has become a daily occurrence in Damascus as Syria's rebels are increasingly using the weapons. Gun control supporters are continuing their struggle to get moderate Democrats to support background checks for gun purchases. President Barack Obama is meeting at the White House with gun violence victims today, and gun control groups are holding rallies around the country aimed at pressuring senators back to the effort. The New Jersey man who just won the $338 million Powerball jackpot owes some $29,000 in child support. The Record newspaper reports authorities stopped by Pedro Quezada's apartment in Passaic on Wednesday, a day after he claimed the lump sum payment of $221 million, or about $152 million after taxes, and they say no one answered the door. Authorities say before Quezada's winnings are released to him, they'll take the money off the top. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Carol Haida, age 90 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carol Haida will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Wayne Hodges, age 83 of Yale, died Monday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Private family services for Wayne Hodges will be held today at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Evelyn Olson, age 91 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. A funeral service for Evelyn Olson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Crystal Posh, age 84 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Crystal Posh will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gerd Schreiber, age 73 of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. No services are planned for Gerd Schreiber, but a gathering of remembrance will be held from 4 until 6 p.m. on Friday at the home of Todd and Melody Olson. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Myrna Teal, age 94 of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Myrna Teal will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twigg Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. James Goodwin, age 70, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. According to Jim Goodwin's wishes, there will be no services. The Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is handling the arrangements. And Harold Ted Jorgensen, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. No services will be held for Ted Jorgensen. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is assisting the family. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.